We got one of Davis County's own with us. He is president of the Davis County Farm Bureau, Brandon Gillis. And Brandon, we've been doing a little history lesson on you here. And in terms of presidents of Davis County Farm Bureau, not first generation, nor second, nor third, but fourth generation of your family to be leading the Davis County Farm Bureau. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you very much. It's a huge honor. It's a big undertaking, and we've got a lot of really good leadership in agriculture in Davis County, and it should come as no surprise to anyone. There's a big legacy with Davis County Farm Bureau of producing a lot of good leadership in agriculture, and so we're very fortunate to have that in our county and being able to represent not only the county but the state and even at a national level.
So about 2,000 farmers and their families from across Kentucky were in Louisville last week at the Galt House. You were part of that, president of the Farm Bureau, but also a delegate on the floor. What was the mood? And I know that the industry has been challenged, but generally when farmers get together, what was the mood?
You know, the mood, it's in a pretty good place right now, really. All things considered, it's a good opportunity for us as a group of farmers to be able to come together as a membership and be able to talk policy and how that shapes our industry going forward. So there's always a lot of positivity around that type of thing. But there is. We have neighbors where they might not have had as good of a year as one of our other neighbors had, or even our own selves. So it's just being able to have that support network across the state of Kentucky is a huge advantage.
Well, the title is Farm Bureau, Kentucky Farm Bureau, Davis County Farm Bureau. But when we look in the policy book, and that's a pretty thick policy book, there's more on issues that aren't specifically agriculture than there are issues that are specific to agriculture. Education, rural development, roads, bridges. It says Farm Bureau, but it's really more about rural Kentucky.
That's exactly right. So obviously we are the backbone of rural America, and so being able to have policy that not only is positive for agriculture but positive for rural communities is something that we're always having as a goal of ours within the Farm Bureau, whether that's Davis County, at a state or federal level. We really want to make sure that our rural communities are thriving.
I know you've got boots that get dirty on the farm, but I also know that your well-being now is coming from working in the ag industry and lending. But toward Farm Bureau, we have like March Madness, when which teams are going to make it into the finals. You are in the finals of a contest called Excellence in Agriculture, the state winner, but you're moving on to national competition.
Yes, sir. That's correct. So I'll be representing the state of Kentucky and Kentucky Farm Bureau at Anaheim, California for the American Farm Bureau Federation Convention next in January.
So this is about promoting agriculture from a position that's close by, but not necessarily in production agriculture. Give us just a thumbnail.
Yes, that's correct. So the Excellence in Agriculture Award, it represents the people in the industry that may not be full-time farmers. It's the people that are in agribusinesses, or maybe they've started their own business, or they work somewhere else, but want to be able to be those advocates for our farmers and for agriculture and have a passion for that. So I fall underneath that, where I'm in a part-time role on the farm, and my dad and older brother, they are on the farm full-time. My full-time job is at Farm Credit Mid-America, and it's a great opportunity to be close to the farm, be close to the farmers in our community. I mean, it's just through that employment and being off the farm, it's given me a different perspective and something that has kind of grown that passion that I have for being able to advocate for our farmers and kind of be that voice. So we've got to have those good voices. You're one yourself. And so I know it's something that you're passionate about, and it's great to see other people here in Louisville being able to be passionate about that as well.
Well, knowing your last name and knowing you, and then also knowing just your makeup, you got two gears. One of them's giddy up and the other one's go. So as president of Davis County Farm Bureau and being a representative of the younger generation of agriculture, what are your hopes for Farm Bureau and the county moving forward?
So that is one of the things that we're fortunate with in Davis County is that leadership in Davis County. And so they had that foresight of being able to say, if we don't have that next generation involved, we're going to lose our membership. And so being able to have that foresight, this has been ongoing for 40 or 50 years in Davis County. So we're fortunate of those people that came before me and became and came before others on the board, and just that foresight they had to be able to say, hey, we need to bring others in. I think the kind of what farmers look like could be changing in the future. So it's like just being able to continue that legacy on and say, hey, we need to have those different perspectives. Is not everyone's a full-time farmer. There's quite a few part-time farmers around the state of Kentucky, and that's no different in Davis County. There's quite a few people that I've had the fortune of getting to know and work with over the years where it's how can we bring those people in to make sure that Farm Bureau is thriving for the long term.
Excellence in agriculture. Where's this inborn fondness for you, and why, as a lender, does agriculture feed your fire?
So just growing up, being a fifth-generation farmer, that's something that you do. Growing up, you learn that work ethic that some of your friends may not have ever had, just because they didn't live that. They didn't have that experience. They didn't have that fortune. They didn't have that privilege to be able to grow up on a farming operation, to be able to learn those skills and learn really the biggest thing that I learned growing up was work ethic. I think a lot of farmers take pride in that. And it's one of those things that growing up on a farm, you get that dirt, you get it. It's kind of in your blood. And I feel like it never goes away for some people. And I'm one of those people where obviously not on the farm and in a full-time role, but being able to do what I do day in, day out, and still have some involvement on the farm. I still do. I try to be on the farm as much as possible. My older brother and I, we have a beef cattle herd ourselves. I help with row crops, during the planting and harvesting whenever that's going on. The busy time of year, the busiest time of the year. I don't know that there's ever a time where it's not busy anymore. And so just being able to continue to live out that legacy for my own family. But just being able to make sure that it's secured for other people and making sure that their farm can go on to that next generation is something that I've seen, and being able to be successful from farm to farm, and just being able to try to help those farms continue to move forward.
So I'm going to see if you've heard this phrase before, either from your dad or from your granddad. Work smart, not hard, son.
Yes, that's one that I've definitely heard.
And in this day and age, hard work is one thing, but this is a day that hard work won't guarantee success on the farm. How has the farm become more of a business, and how is the economic strain that we're seeing today forcing farmers to not only manage data, but to incorporate new technologies into the operation?
Yeah, so you definitely have to have a sharp pencil nowadays. You absolutely have to. It is a business that our farmers run, no matter if you're part-time, full-time, whether you're small, large, you do. You have to run it as a business. And so being able to, in the role that I play, just definitely being able to have those conversations with producers and being able to work with them on their numbers, their financials, being able to review their crop insurance policies, whatever that may look like, is something that I've always taken a lot of joy in, and being able to educate those people. So growing up, all of my siblings and myself, we were first generation college students. So that's something don't take for granted. Education is a huge part of why I love the advocacy side of Farm Bureau, is because there's so many people out there that are consumers that they just don't know where their food comes from. They truly don't. I know we say that a lot as farmers. But I feel like some people just say, well, they don't know where it comes from. But until you actually have that conversation with the consumer, they truly don't. And so just being able to educate the consumers, educate the farmers on how they can, the decisions they make, how it impacts their operation, and just making sure that they're making the best decisions possible.
We've already got generations in Davis County that are separated.
Yes.
Well separated. 2, 3, 4 generations separated from where their food comes from. But now we're developing a generation that does go to the grocery store. It's not like they think food comes from the grocery store. It comes from a delivery truck.
Yes.
So now they're even further removed from where food comes from. Is this a challenge or is this an opportunity?
I think it's really an opportunity. That's one of the things that Davis County Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau across the nation has taken a huge step forward in making sure that our consumers are as educated as possible. I know a few things at Davis County Farm Bureau. We have Ag Literacy Week. So it's getting into our elementary schools and getting in front of the kids at an early age. We've done projects where we've taken tomato plants and we've taken those and handed those out to kids in school and talked to them about raising that plant. And just the feedback we get from the teachers and the parents is huge, because you do. It's an outreach, and being able to make sure that that education gets to the right people. And starting early is always great. We pair up very well with Commissioner of Ag, Jonathan Schell. He's one that's all in for ag education. So with his partnership with Lieutenant Governor Coleman, and it's been very successful so far, and Farm Bureau's definitely been a part of that here in the state of Kentucky, and it's something that we think will continue on for years to come. So it's just very important that people know how their food's produced. It's something they want to know. One is they're curious about it, and then two, it's just they need to know, because they don't need to say, well, I'm getting my food from the grocery store or DoorDash or wherever that may be. It's really just truly letting them know where that food comes from and how it's produced. And I think it gives them a peace of mind knowing that.
I'm going to let you off the hook with one more question here. Farm Bureau has the young farmers, 18 to 34, and then you have Generation Bridge, 35 to 49. And then you've got the seasoned group, if you will, of the rest of the organization. There are a lot of farmers that are out there that are your generation that are not Farm Bureau members and that don't come to Farm Bureau meetings. What's your appeal to those farmers of like age and of like mind, or those agribusiness individuals of like age and like mind, to come to the fold and be a part of the chorus that is the voice of Kentucky agriculture?
No, that's a really great question, Jeff. The younger generation, my generation, and younger, just definitely being able to see there's value in a network. You get to come to an event like the annual meeting in Louisville every year, and you have hundreds of other farmers your age that are here. You get to network with those people. We're a small percentage of the population. I believe it's the latest statistic I saw. It was around 1% of the entire population of the United States. We're farmers. And so we are a small population of the, or small percentage of the population. And so being able to build that network out within your state and within your nation is very important. But also there's power in numbers. If we don't have a seat at the table, then we're not going to be able to continue to advocate for agriculture and make sure that policies with the decision makers that we have and that we voted for, making sure that they know what's important to us as producers to make sure that it's beneficial for us. But again, back to the rural communities is making sure that it's bigger than just agriculture. It is rural communities that we're supporting and making sure that that's thriving going forward.